ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट 17
श्रीमद् भागवतम अरचिनेर कासनेर गलोफ कासनेर टेक्स्ट।
डू वी हैव द भागवतम इन आर्मेनियन तोजे? नो, ओके, आई जस्ट गोना क्रैक अ जोक। एवं
एवं
रेहेशु
रेहेशु
शक्तानां
गमतानां
प्रमथानां
तदिहाया
अव्यक्तमत् अविज्ञाता कारणा परमदुस्तरः। गो टू द वर्ड। एवां गृहेषु सक्तानां प्रमथानां तदिहाया अत्याक्रामत् अविज्ञाता कला परमात् दुस्तराः। सो दिस वर्स इज बीइंग स्पोकन बाय द ग्रेट सेज विदुरा। विदुरा वॉज द ब्रदर ऑफ धृतराष्ट्र। एंड इन द बैटलफील्ड ऑफ कुरुक्षेत्र Dhritarashtra had lost all his children and grandchildren. Dhritarashtra had 100 children and grandchildren. And in the battle of Kurukshetra, all of them had died. Actually, except for the Pandavas, on both sides, everyone had died in the battle of Kurukshetra. So after the battle of Kurukshetra was over, Yudhishthira Maharaj became the king. Krishna says in the Gita, Paritanaya sadunam vinashcha duskatam dharma sansapanarthaya samavami yogi yogi. I appear in order to establish the principles of religion and to annihilate the miscreants. If the head of state is God conscious, then the whole population will be happy. Happiness of the population does not depend upon whether you have a communist or socialist or capitalist government. This is only a false understanding that if we just change the form of government we have, then people will become happy. Happiness of the population is realized when the head is God conscious. So in order for the citizens to be happy, the head must be God conscious. These days all over the world, the leaders are corrupt. They do not know what is the goal of life. They do not have any morality. And hence, people don't have morality. If the child is seeing the father smoke and drink, then naturally he will also think that smoking and drinking is normal for me. Therefore, the Vedic society must have a God-conscious king. In the Bhagavatam, we have innumerable examples of how the head of state, when he was God-conscious, there was prosperity for the citizens in general. For example, there is the talk, there is the story of Lord Ramachandra. Lord Ramachandra was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he played the role of an idol king. Lord Ramachandra, he was so concerned about the welfare of the people that he would walk in disguise to find out if the citizens had any complaints. Lord Ramachandra would walk in disguise so people could not recognize him, but he would be able to find out what are the faults, the problems the people are facing, and then he would solve those problems. So Krishna wanted Yudhishthira to be installed on the throne because Yudhishthira was a pure devotee and a great and a true representative of the Lord. So after Yudhishthira became the king, he approached his uncle Dhritarashtra. As I explained to you yesterday, Dhritarashtra, along with his son Duryodhan, had conspired on several occasions to kill Queen Kunti's children so that eventually his son would become the king. So, in spite of the fact that his uncle Dhritarashtra had made so many envious plans to destroy them, Yudhishthira was still very, very respectful to his uncle. So at the end of the battle, after Dhritarashtra had lost all his children, Yudhishthira approached his uncle and gave him a very nice palace to live in. Yudhishthira was very respectful to his uncle. He could have taken revenge. After the battle was over, if Yudhishthira wanted to be mean, he could have said, "You gave me so much trouble, now I'm going to put you in jail." But Yudhishthira instead gave his uncle a very nice palace to live in. And Yudhishthira and Dhritarashtra started thinking that at last my ambitions have been fulfilled because now I've got such a nice palace to live in. So Dhritarashtra had developed great attachment to the palace in which he was living.
Dhritarashtra
He has great attachment to his facilities. So Vidura came and told his brother that you should not stay in this palace thinking that at last your royal ambitions have been fulfilled. You were trying to kill these Pandavas and now you are living at their mercy. Don't you feel ashamed? Actually, Vidura had warned his brother even before the battle of Kurukshetra started not to engage in this battle and to return the kingdom to the Pandavas. But that the Rashtra being too attached to his son Duryodhan was influenced by him and he did not listen to Vidura. So this verse is saying how insurmountable time overcomes everyone. I may be very attached to my wife and children, but insurmountable time will break that attachment. I may be very attached to my place of work or my place of residence, but insurmountable time will break these attachments. Krishna says, time I am the destroyer of everything. So time destroys everything with the passage of time. You may have a very beautiful face tomorrow, today, but your face will not remain beautiful tomorrow. You may be very energetic, but tomorrow you are not going to be energetic. Today you may be very rich, but tomorrow you are not going to be rich. So time even makes a dictator surrender. The atheist has his encounter with God at the moment of death. So we must understand that time will destroy everything. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a nice story on this point. Once there was a husband and wife, a bird couple living in the forest. The husband and wife were madly in love with each other, so the husband would sing the glories of the wife and the wife would sing the glories of the husband. Slowly, they had many children. So one day, the husband and wife left their nest and they went to the forest to bring some food for the children. And when they came, and while they were out in the forest getting food, the children all came out of the nest and they started wandering around the nest. And there was a cruel hunter passing by. The cruel hunter saw these young children walking around and he threw his net and had the children trapped. When the father and mother came back from the forest with food, they saw their beloved children in front of them, but in the net of the hunter. And the mother started lamenting. She started saying, "Oh, my dear children, I was living just for you. Now you people are standing in front of me, but there's nothing I can do." And just lamenting that her children were caught in the hunter's net, she also fell in the hunter's net. The father, he saw his beloved wife to whom he was so attached in front of him, but in the hunter's net. And he saw his beloved children to whom he was so attached in front of him, but in the hunter's net. So the father started lamenting, "I wasted this valuable life in just flattering my wife, not realizing the value of time. But now, my wife, my children, they're all caught by the agent of death." And just thinking, he also fell in the hunter's net. So this story is from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And this story tells you how time destroys everything. Your wealth, honor, children, land, home, everything gets destroyed with time. Just like in your country and even in Armenia, there are so many statues of so many famous generals and other great philosophers who appeared. At one time there were great heroes, but now they're not around anymore. So we must understand that time and tide wait for no one. So Vidura is telling his brother that you are from your birth blind, but also you've been spiritually blind. Now due to old age, you can't even hear properly. Your memory is very short. And your intelligence is disturbed. Your teeth are all falling. You are coughing mucus. Mucus is coming out. And even your liver has become defective. So these symptoms of old age have all manifested themselves. In old age, the desire may be there, but the symptoms, but the body refuses to cooperate. Desire for sense enjoyment is there, but the parts of the body do not cooperate. So Vidura was severely preaching to his brother that he should not think that he is now that he has this very royal palace to live in, he can live in very comfortably. Rather, he should seriously concentrate on meditation and prepare for his ultimate death. Now, Vidura mentioned that your two favorite sons, Duryodhana and Dushasana, were Dhritarashtra's favorite sons. And they were both killed by the arrow of Bhima, one of the Pandavas. So Vidura is pointing out that these are the people who killed your favorite son. And now you're living at their mercy, thinking that you've become a king. Why are you trying to live? At the mercy of those who you try to kill by poisoning. You insulted one of their wives. Like the Kauravas had tried to strip Draupadi naked. You try to take away all their wealth. You're living at their mercy. So, Dhritarashtra symbolizes what the materialist mentality is. Dhritarashtra was materially blind from birth, but also he was spiritually blind. To satisfy his greedy sons, he was so attached to his sons. Actually, Dhritarashtra was not attached to the kingdom of the Pandavas. But he was very attached to his sons. And his sons were attached to the kingdom. So because he was attached to his sons who were on the wrong path, Dhritarashtra also got entangled. So, Vidura is educating his brother that now he should prepare for death. So this Krishna conscious movement is teaching people how to die. Of course, you can only learn how to die if you know how to live. Because your days of living are preparation for your death. Just like a student, if he studies regularly, then he can pass his examination. But if he doesn't study regularly, then where is the question of passing his exams? So, be prepared for our death by cultivating Krishna consciousness. Just like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we see Parikshit Maharaj's departure from this planet. Parikshit Maharaj was the king of this whole planet. But he was cursed to die by a Brahmin boy. And when Parikshit Maharaj heard about the curse, he considered it as a blessing in disguise. A devotee of the Lord considers the Lord's hand to be in everything. The devotee of the Lord knows that not a blade of grass moves without God's permission. So a devotee of the Lord is never unhappy, whether he is in a position of comfort or difficulty. So Parikshit Maharaj, when he was cursed to die, he was a young man, he was the king of the whole planet, he had wife and children. Normally, if somebody is cursed to die, or somebody knows he's going to die due to a disease, he becomes very sad.
Եր պարիչիտ մահարաջա անեց կեստացել, որ նա պետք է մահանա, այդ ժամանակ նա շատ երիտասարդ էր, նա ուներ կին և ուներ երեխաներ, և բնականաբար ընդհանրապես, երբ որ մարդ գիտի, որ նա պետք է մահանա, նա շատ տխում է։
But Parikshit Maharaj instead considered this as a blessing in disguise.
Սակայն իհարկե դրա Parikshit Maharaja նա դա մարեց ընդհանրապես օգնություն։
So he invited all the great sages on the bank of the river Ganges. And he asked them, what should one do who is about to die? So different people give different replies. But Shukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadev, said, you must hear about Krishna. As Parikshit Maharaj heard the Bhagavatam non-stop for 17-fold days. He was fasting. He did not take any, even a drop of water. So the point is that we must learn the art of dying. A great Vaishnava poet, Narottam Das Thakur, has prayed, Hari Hari Biple Janma Kunainu, Manusha Janma Paya Radha Krishna Bhajya Janya Shuna Pisha Kainu. Having obtained this red human body, I did not worship Radha and Krishna. Therefore, I was just swallowing poison uselessly.
Մեծ վաշնավական նշանավոր բանաստեղծը Նարոտամ Դաս Թակուրը նա իրավունքներում ասել է, որ ես իմ ամբողջ կյանքի ընթացքում ժամանակս վատնել եմ զուտեղը, երբ չեմ գովերգել Կրիշնային և Ռադհային, և այդ պատճառով ես համարում եմ, որ իմ ամբողջ կյանքի ընթացքում ես պարզապես նույն եմ ունել։
So Vidura said, the first class man in society is one who understands that this material body is nothing but the source of misery. Hence he prepares to establish his relationship with God. So that the Rashtra, why are those people constantly talking over there? Who is that lady? Is she a devotee or a guest? Excuse me, is Vinitya? Why are you talking in a hall? That lady there, don't you know that when there's a lecture going on, there should be no talking? So whether you're a devotee or a guest, this is normal etiquette. When you're in an audience, you keep quiet. You don't talk when there's a lecture going on. So those who want to talk should just go outside the hall and talk. So, Dhritarashtra eventually took the advice of his brother Vidura and left home. So we selected this verse to point out how a saintly personality should act. Vidura did not fail in his duty as a Vaishnava devotee of the Lord. Vidura symbolizes the character a devotee should develop. And Dhritarashtra characterizes a typically attached materialist. Vidura as a saintly personality is preaching how one must achieve the goal of life. Dhritarashtra is an attached householder. Even though his children have died, he's still attached to the comforts. And because he's getting the comforts with the help of those who had killed his children, he was still taking it. This was the extent of his attachment.
Եվ նրա հույշ այդպեսի շատ ուժի կապատությունը ցույց է տալիս այն փաստը, որ նա հաստատեն այդ հարմարությունները, այդ պալատները ընդհանրապես այն ապրանքի կողմը սպանել են իր որդիների։
So a saintly personality like Vidura must never forget that the goal of life is to make become Krishna conscious and make others Krishna conscious. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the instruction, Jare Dako Tahe Kaho Krishna Padesh. Whoever you see, please instruct him about the science of Krishna. So, a Vaishnava devotee of the Lord is anxious to use every means possible to enlighten others about the goal of life. Prabhupada has given us many cultural weapons like book distribution, Harinam, Prasad distribution, Rathyatras, etc., by which the materialists can be attracted to the message of Godhead. Just like when you get diseased, there's a cure by taking the medicine from the right doctor. Similarly, when we are diseased with unlimited material desires, we also have to take a spiritual medicine. Due to the time factor, old age, death, disease do not let you enjoy this body. Everybody would like to enjoy this body. And everybody is trying to enjoy this body. Even the animals are trying to enjoy. Even the dog, is when he's happy, he signals it by waving his tail. When the cat finds that there's milk in the kitchen and the boss is not there, the cat is extremely happy. So, time makes sure that your attempts are not successful. You may build a very big house, but time will make sure that you can't enjoy it for long. You may be the best athlete in the world, but time will make sure that you can't enjoy your healthy body for long. Just like few years ago, there was an American boxer. Have you heard of him? Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, the world heavyweight boxing champion. So, he used to always boast, I'm the greatest. Now he's suffering from so many diseases. So time will make sure that if you're healthy today, tomorrow you become sick. So the devotee, he recognizes the value of time, therefore he does not want to waste even a second. But the materialist doesn't recognize the value of time. The devotee Chanakya Pandit has said, Ayusha Kashana Ekopina Labaya Swarna Koti B. This is in Sanskrit, and the English translation is, a minute lost cannot be obtained with the wealth of the entire world. So if you misuse your rare human body, then in no way you can get that time back. So, time is very valuable. And time should be used in service to the Lord. So, following in the footsteps of Vidura, we have to wake up the sleeping Dhritarashtras. Prabhupada, by his own example, showed how a saintly personality can never stop preaching. Even in old age, Prabhupada did not stop preaching. So this Srimad Bhagavatam gives us complete information about God and the science of self-realization. This Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled by Vyasadev at the prime of his maturity. Vyasadeva had compiled the vast Vedic literature, but still he was feeling sad and despondent. And then at the advice of his spiritual master, he compiled the Bhagavatam which described the transcendental glories of the Lord and his devotees. Being a devotee of the Lord is a very privileged position to be in. A devotee of the Lord is very dear to the Lord. Krishna tells Arjuna, please declare to the world that my devotee will never perish. Kaunteya pratijanahi na me bhakta pranashati.
Krishna nasame arjuna antrame bhayatari amok chashkaro mekor imne viyade etenji kortam.
Now this doesn't mean a devotee never has to face difficulties. What this means is that even if a devotee has to face difficulties, the Lord comes to his rescue and sends him a path. Just like Parikshit Maharaj was cursed to die. Normally one may say, why should he have been cursed to die? Even when he was in the womb of his mother, he was saved by the Lord himself. But though he was cursed to die, Krishna also sent him the solution. He sent him Shukadeva Goswami. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj was put into difficulties so many times. But in every incident, Prahlad Maharaj was successful. So a devotee of the Lord makes all sorts of sacrifices to please the Lord. And because he makes all sorts of sacrifices to please the Lord, he becomes very dear to the Lord. In the Bhagavatam, the Lord tells Durvasa Muni that my devotees reside in my heart and I reside in their heart. Therefore, they are very dear to me.
Եվ Շրիմադ Բագավատամ Տերը ինքը ասում է, որ իմ նվիրյալը գտնվում է իմ սրտի խորքում, եւ ես գտնվում եմ իմ նվիրյալի սրտի խորքում, այդ պատճառով նա շատ թանկ է ինձ համար.
So we must recognize that being a devotee doesn't mean that you will not have to face any difficulties.
Եվ մենք պետք է հասկանանք, որ նվիրյալ լինել դա չի նշանակում, որ մենք չպետք է հանդիպենք ոչ մի դժվարությունների։
Being a devotee doesn't mean that you won't get old, you won't get diseased, you won't white hair, you won't have, you won't die.
Նվիրյալ լինել դա չի նշանակում, որ դու կերպեք չպետք է մահանալ, սպիտակ մազեր չպետք է ունենալ, չպետք է հիվանդանալ։
But what it means is that you're acting with complete knowledge that if some painful situation is occurring, why is it occurring? And some comfortable position is occurring, why is it occurring?
Սակայն նվիրյալիները նշանակում են, դուք միշտ պետք է հասկանաք, թե երբ որ դուք ինչ-որ մի ցավ եք ստանում, թե այդ ցավը որտեղից է գալիս, երբ որ դուք երջանիկ եք, այդ երջանկությունը որտեղից է գալիս.
It is just like a doctor will also fall sick.
Ինչպես դա նման է բժշկի օրինակին.
But what is the difference between a doctor's disease and an ordinary man's disease? The doctor knows the cause of the disease. And the ordinary patient does not know the cause of the disease. Therefore, the devotee, even when he is in a position of difficulty, he faces it with complete conviction that the Lord is his protector. Krishna told Arjuna, Tasma Sarvesha Klesha Mama Nasmara Yudhacha. Think of me, bow down to me, and engage in this battle.
Եվ Քրիշնան այդ պատճառով ասել է Արջունային, մշտապես մտածին իմ մասին, եւ իմ մասին մտքերով դու կարող ես կրվել այս աշակատամարտում։
So by thinking of Krishna we should do our duty.
Եվ այսպեսով Քրիշնայի մասին մտածելով մենք պետք է կատարենք մեր պարտքը։
And if we do our duty thinking of Krishna and in the mentality that we are acting for Krishna, then one will always be successful.
Եվ երբ որ դուք մտածելով Քրիշնայի մասին կատարեք ձեր պարտականությունը, դուք կհասնեք ձեր կյանքում ամենամեծ հաջողությանը։
So time is going to destroy everything in any case.
Եվ ամեն դեպքում ժամանակը նա ոչնչացնում է ամեն բան։
So why should you be so attached to this body and its extensions?
Եվ այդ պատճառով ինչու մենք պետք է այդքան կապված ունենք մեր մարմին եւ նրա շարունակություններին։
Why should you be so attached to your property, etc.? Suppose you build a very beautiful house and then you die. And suppose you take your next birth, then in your next birth what do you have to do? You have to take your birth again in that same house you're attached to, but not as the owner of the house, but you may be as a servant or one of the plants in the garden or as one of the insects in the house.
Եվ հաջորդ կյանքում քանի որ դու շատ կապած ես այդ տանը, դու կարող ես ծնվել այդ տանը, սակայն դու կարող ես չեք լինել այդ տան տերը, եւ դու այդ դու կարող ես լինել այդ տան ծառաներից մեկը, կամ դու կարող ես լինել մի խոտ այդ տան բակում, կամ նույնիսկ դու կարող ես լինել մի որևէ մրջում կամ մժեր այդ տանը։
So time destroys everything, and if you're attached to anything you have to pay the price.
Եվ այսպեսով ժամանակը ոչնչացնում է ամեն բան, եւ եթե դու կապված ես որևէ բանի, ապա դու պետք է վճարես դրա գինը։
So the devotee, as I said, sees the hand of the Lord in every situation.
Եվ այդ պատճառով նվիրյալը տեսնում է ամեն ինչ կացության մեջ, նա տեսնում է Աստծո ձեռքը։
He knows that not a blade of grass moves without God's permission.
Նա համոզված է, որ նույնիսկ խոտի շունչը չի շարժվում առանց Աստծո դիտողության։
So the devotee is undisturbed in both situations.
Եվ այդ պատճառով նվիրյալը նա երբեք չի անհանգստանում որևէ ոչ մի իրավիճակում։
Whether it's a position of comfort or a position of sadness. He knows that if something good is happening, it is due to the causeless mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna. And if something bad is happening, that is due to his karma. So the Bhagavatam is helping to destroy all their material attachments.
Այսպեսով Բագավատան մեզ ընդունում է ոչնչացնել մեր բոլոր ընդհանական կապացությունները։
Therefore it is the natural praise of the nation nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhakti bhavati naisthiki. By regularly hearing this bhagavatam, loving devotional service to the heart will definitely be established.
Եվ այդ պատճառով ասված է Շրիմադ Բագավատամ, որ կանոնավոր կերպով Շրիմադ Բագավատամը լսելով Սիրային Աստծո մատուցող Սիրային նվիրվածքարայությունը կհաստատվի մեր սրտում։
So this Bhagavatam is so powerful.
Եվ այս Շրիմադ Բագավատամը այդքան զորեղ է։
So far we have just published the first canto in Russian, but very soon we'll have many more cantos in Russian.
Առայժմ մենք ունենք միայն առաջին երկու Շրիմադ Բագավատամը լսելու լեզվով, սակայն շատ շուտով մենք ունենանք Շրիմադ Բագավատամի բոլոր հատորները։
And maybe soon in Armenian also. So in the Bhagavatam, you have so many stories of the Lord and His devotees. How the Lord always protects His devotees. How the Lord personally incarnated to protect His devotees. And how the devotees are always dependent on the Lord.
Եվ այսպիսով Շրիմադ Բագավատամ դուք կգտնեք բազմաթիվ պատմություններ, թե ինչպես Աստված միշտ պաշտպանում է իր նվիրաններին եւ թե ինչպես նվիրաններն միշտ արժանանում են Աստծո պաշտպանությանը։
And to the stories of the Bhagavatam, we can answer even the problems that the scientists are searching for.
Եվ նույնիսկ Շրիմադ Բագավատամ կարդալով դուք կարող եք պատասխանել այն բոլոր հարցերին, որոնց որ չեն կարողանում պատասխանել ժամանակակից գիտնականները։
Like the scientists are anxious to know about life in other planets.
Օրինակ գիտնականները շատ են ուզում իմանալ թե արդյոք գոյություն ունի կյանք այլ մոլորակների վրա։
Even the scientists of your country are anxious to know.
Նույնիսկ այս երկրի գիտնականները փորձում են իմանալ։
But all that information is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Սակայն Srimad Bhagavatam-ում տնվում է լիարժեք տեղեկություն այդ մասին։
So anything that the scientists are searching for is to be found in the Bhagavatam.
Եվ այն ամենը ինչ որ գիտնականները ուզում են իմանալ, այն բոլոր տեղեկությունը տված է Շրիմադ Բագավատամ։
The Bhagavatam also gives us the path of prosperity.
Եվ Շրիմադ Բագավատամը մեզ նույնպես տալիս է բարգավաճման ուղին։
Actually it is very encouraging to note that even in your Armenia people do recognize that by the blessings of the Lord and his agents you can get material prosperity.
Եվ հայերը շատ կլամիտ կլինեն, եթե նրանք հասկանան, որ բարգավաճման աղբյուրը դա այն է, որ մարդիկ շատ լավ վերաբերվեն Աստծուն եւ նրա նվիրաններին։
Yes, that's the fact.
Եվ դա փաստ է։
Queen Kunti prays in the Bhagavatam that my dear Lord, due to your merciful glance, speed prosperity everywhere.
Եվ Kunti Thakurin-ն ավոթում է Քրիշնային, որ Տերին, ով Տերին քողողի մատուցամ ծառերը պատուգ են տալիս, ով Տերին քողողի մատուցամ բնություն այդքան հարստություններով եւ ծառերը տալիս են թանկարժեք քարեր եւ միներալներ, եւ քողողի մատուցամ է միայն որ աշխարհում ոչ մի բանի պատասխան չի ստացվում։
So even if you want material prosperity, turn to God.
Եվ այս պայմանը որ եթե դուք ունես մտական ծախսում եւ բարգավաճում եք ուզում, ուղղակի դիմեք Աստծուն։
I was telling you that I think that this feeling is also there to some extent in your Armenia.
Եվ ես երեք ձեզ ասում եմ որ ես այնպես զգացողություն ունեմ որ Հայաստանում նույնպես մարդիկ այդպեսի ըմբռնում ունեն որ պետք է դիմել Աստծուն։
The statement I made was based on an experience I had this morning.
Եվ այսօր առավոտյան ես մի բան տեսա որը դրանում ինձ համոզեց։
This morning I was going on a japa walk with few devotees. Near the house where I stay. And one of the businessmen was running a shoe factory. So when he discovered who I was, then he requested one of the devotees accompanying me to please make me come inside his factory and bless him.
Եվ երբ որ նա իմանա թե ով եմ ես, նա ընդհանրեց ինձ ուղեկցող նվիրաններից մեկին, որպեսզի ես գամ իր գործարանը եւ օգնեմ նրան։
So the concept that you need God's blessings or the God's representative blessings for material prosperity is there in the Vedas.
Եվ եթե դուք ուզում եք նույնիսկ նյութական բարգավաճում, ապա դուք պետք է ստանաք Աստու ողորմածությունը եւ Աստու օրհնությունը եւ այն դուք կգտնեք Վեդաների միջոցով։
So this Srimad Bhagavatam can answer every question that mankind is searching for.
Եվ Srimad Bhagavatam-ը կարող է պատասխանել այն բոլոր հարցերին, որոնց որ ուզում են իմանալ մարդիկ։
I think as the Bhagavatam becomes available in your country, it will help create a big spiritual revolution.
Եվ ես կարծում եմ, որ եթե Srimad Bhagavatam-ը տարածվի ձեր երկրում, այն կողքի մարդկանց
There is no book on this planet which can match the knowledge that is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. These 18,000 verses were compiled by Vyasadeva at the prime of his maturity. Therefore, we must develop the habit of reading the Bhagavatam on a regular basis. And if we read the Bhagavatam on a regular basis, there will be spiritual advancement. So falling in the footsteps of Vidura, we should all have the preaching spirit. It is not that the preaching spirit is only the business of the full-time brahmacharis and brahmacharinis. But if you are grihastha, brahmachari, brahmacharini, housewife, everyone should look for opportunities to preach. Just like Vidura was destroying Dhritarashtra's attachment, we should destroy the attachment of millions of Dhritarashtras. At one time there was one Dhritarashtra. But today almost everybody is a Dhritarashtra. He doesn't realize the special value of the human form of body. Therefore, they are acting in an attached manner. People are attached to their families, to their place of birth, to their place of residence, the extensions of the body, namely the children. But the cruel hands of death are such, it doesn't spare anyone. So we not only have to know that death is going to come, we have to know how to prepare for death. And by associating with saintly people, by serving advanced Vaishnavas, and by chanting and hearing, one learns the art of preparing for death. Regardless of how powerful I may be today, with the passage of time, I will have to surrender everything. In the material world, everyone's position is delicate and precarious. So, we should follow in the footsteps of Vidura and clear up everyone's darkness. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, I can take on questions for about 15 minutes before I go to the next topic. Vaishnava is very dear to the Lord. Vaishnava is following the highest culture. That is the culture of pure devotional service. Very often the question comes up, how should a Vaishnava behave? What are the principles of Vaishnava behavior? And how does a Vaishnava interact with different classes of individuals? First of all, a Vaishnava, he strictly lives by the scriptures. He lives by the scriptures because he knows the scriptures are the words of God.
Na
That is the one difference between what. Who is that? That is. Should I go on?
There is a film show in this building. Somewhere,
this way, the sound is coming. Okay, it doesn't bother me, the film show. Is the film show bothering any? Why don't you devotees sit in the front instead of sitting in the back there? Why don't you all come in the front? So, film show doesn't bother us. So a Vaishnava, he strictly lives by the scriptures. Because the scriptures don't have any fault. So Vaishnava is by nature very tolerant and kind. Even in difficult situations, a Vaishnava doesn't lose his coolness. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita we see several examples where Lord Chaitanya was involved in dealing with different individuals and where he was always extremely kind and tolerant. Just like on one occasion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone to see this Muslim king, Chand Kazi. Those who have been to India, to Mayapur, may have visited Chand Kazi Samadhi also. So, Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement was in full swing 500 years ago in Bengal. But some of the followers of Chand Kazi, Muslim followers, had smashed their madangas and stopped Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan army. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu organized a big rally of 100,000 people and he went and met Chand Kazi. And in very precise way, in a very sweet conversation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to convince Chand Kazi about the value of glorification of God. So, even though Chand Kazi's men had broken the mridangas and everything, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he talked to Chand Kazi, he spoke to him in a very respectful manner, and in the end, Chand Kazi was completely convinced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arguments, and he gave instructions that in future, the Sankirtan movement may never be stopped. On another occasion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was an impersonalist. Impersonalist is one who doesn't accept the position of God. Who doesn't accept that God has a form, who limits God to his own material senses. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's brother-in-law was Gopinath Acharya, who is a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Anirothin Gopinath Acharya na Pirosh Mesnagidalman.
Gopinath Acharya was convinced that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a great devotee, but not as the Supreme Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya would consider himself to be a great devotee of the Lord, and he considered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be just a famous scholar. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had written his commentary on the Vedanta. He requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to please hear the philosophy, his commentary on the Vedanta. So for 7 days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the presentation without saying one word. So imagine for 7 days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was constantly hearing a presentation of the Vedanta, which he considered was wrong, and he did not say one word, but just heard it patiently. Finally, after 7 days, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "Why are you not saying anything? You haven't said one word. Are you understanding what I'm saying?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, I understand, and I'm feeling sorry that you're misrepresenting the great Vedanta by presenting a nonsense, impersonal point of view." And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented the correct explanation of these verses, of the Atmanama verse, and he pointed out the discrepancies of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was so convinced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that in the end he accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his transcendental form to him. So, we gave you this example to show you how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was extremely tolerant in dealing with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, but with the proper points, he was able to defeat Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's points, and eventually Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya surrendered to him. So, a devotee is always kind and tolerant. But that doesn't mean that he accepts the untruth to be truth. That doesn't mean when something is wrong, he doesn't correct it. The devotee does not compromise on the truth. He's tolerant, he's kind, he's a gentleman, but the truth has to be established. When Prabhupada first went to America, the bogus Indian gurus who were established there advised Prabhupada not to tell his American followers to follow the strict rules that we follow. Just see, Prabhupada was in America for a whole year without any disciples or any real success. At that time in America, there were many Indian sadhus. Because America is a good place to make money for everyone, the businessmen and the bogus sadhus. So these bogus sadhus did not want to be exposed. So they were putting pressure on Prabhupada that he should not tell people to follow these strict rules. So Prabhupada, however, refused to cooperate. He spoke the truth. And ultimately, slowly, so many devotees came, and then it became a worldwide spiritual movement. So we don't compromise with the truth, though the truth is presented in a palatable manner. So what are the principles of Vaishnava life? Obviously, if you say you're Vaishnava, you have to have certain principles of Vaishnava life. There's no point in saying I'm a devotee of Krishna if you're not going to have certain spiritual standards and discipline. So, in the scriptures, certain guidelines have been given which Vaishnavas must follow. Just like Rupa Goswami explains how for making spiritual advancement, we must follow the principles of sadhana bhakti. So, the most important thing for a Vaishnava is firm faith in the value of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Nama chintamni Krishna chetana rasa vigraha purno shuddha nitya mukta bhinnatvam nama naminaha. The holy names of the Lord are non-different from the Lord. And since the holy names of the Lord are non-different from the Lord, by taking to the chanting of the holy names, one cleanses the heart of material dirt. So, our chanting of the holy names must be very attentive and regular. A Vaishnava must recognize that the greatest asset he possesses is the holy name. Earlier I had said in our earlier talk how time destroys everything. So time destroys everything except your spiritual assets. It is only your spiritual assets that stay with you. Everything else goes away. So the first principle of Vaishnava behavior is strict faith in the execution of the chanting of our rams. Regular chanting of rounds gives one the strength to fight Maya. Regular chanting of rounds makes one's vision crystal clear so that he can discriminate between what is right, what is wrong. So, we must chant our rounds regularly. And attentively. And we should work towards avoiding the offenses. So by attentive chanting, the dust from the heart begins to evaporate and one can understand one's constitutional position. Then, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have the example of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur used to chant the holy name 300,000 times every day. Until he would finish his chanting, he would not even talk to anyone. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Haridas what was his disease. So Haridas said, my disease is that I'm not chanting my rounds. And how, due to this attentive chanting, Haridas was able to purify others also is clearly known. Then, other aspects of sadhana bhakti are important principles of Vaishnava life. Such as attending Mangal Arati. So even if you are a grihastha living at home, you can have Mangal Arati at home. Regular attendance of the Srimad Bhagavatam class. Spiritual association. And the execution of practical service. The execution of practical service is a proof that we understand the philosophy. And when we execute practical principles, it helps us to make spiritual advancement. And therefore, a devotee is anxious not to be idle even for a minute. So, the devotee is anxious to not lose even a minute in idle talk. Then the next area is, how does a Vaishnava interact with different grades of devotees? Essentially, the scriptures explain your three classes of devotees, Uttamadhikari, Madhyamadhikari, Kanishthadhikari. The Uttamadhikari, he is always absorbed in meditation on the Lord. The Uttamadhikari sees the presence of the Lord everywhere. The Madhyamadhikari sees four things. He sees the Lord and his devotees. He sees those who are innocent, who have no knowledge of God, but with association can develop knowledge of God. And then he sees those who are openly atheistic about God. So, and then there is the Kanishtha Adhikari. The Kanishtha Adhikari's understanding is that the Kanishtha Adhikari has a very low level of understanding of God. The Kanishtha Adhikari thinks that the Lord only resides in the place of worship, and without understanding the real meaning of religion, because he doesn't have much scriptural knowledge, he just thinks my religion is better than your religion, without understanding the real meaning of religion. So how does the Vaishnava interact with these three different grades of devotees? When a Vaishnava meets somebody who is very advanced, he is very joyful. Why is he joyful? Because it gives him the opportunity to destroy his mature doubts. It gives him the opportunity to get his mature doubts smashed and to be convinced about the spiritual goal of life. In the Bhagavatam, there's an example given that in the rainy season, when the clouds appear for the first time, the peacocks, when they see the clouds, they just dance in ecstasy. Do you have peacocks in Armenia? Yes? Gadia. In the zoo or in the area?
In the house is the rich man.
Really? Okay. So, next time if you want, you can observe that when the clouds will come out for the first time in the rainy season, the peacocks will see the clouds and begin to dance in ecstasy. Then, the second is associating with those who are equally advanced. When you have the opportunity to associate with those who are equally advanced, one becomes happy. He becomes happy because it gives him the opportunity to engage. Krishna Katha is glorification of Krishna, discussion of Krishna's teachings. So the Vaishnava is anxious to engage in spiritual discussion with other equally advanced individuals.
շփվել իրենց հետ հավասար առաջընթաց ունեցող մարդկանց հետ, որպեսզի նրանց հետ քննարկեն Քրիշնայի ուսուցումները։
Then, when he associates with those who are less advanced, he manifests compassion. He manifests compassion because he knows that it is the desire of the Lord to bring all the conditioned souls back to Him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking to Haridas Thakur, and their dialogue revealed the concerns of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Haridas, Haridas, how would these lectures at Yamunas be saved, those who have no interest in Vaishnava culture? Just like the father is unhappy when the child leaves home, the Supreme Lord is unhappy when we leave a real home. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Haridas Thakur, how will all these yavanas be saved? My heart is just lamenting, looking at their determination to stay on in sinful activities. So Haridas Thakur said, Ha Ram, Ha Ram, Balikaye Nama Bhase. By taking to the chanting of the holy names of Krishna, people can be saved from sinful activities. So a Vaishnava, when he meets others who are less conversant about science of God, he is anxious to give them that philosophy. Because the Vaishnava knows that unless one comes to the spiritual life, there cannot be any happiness. The different stages of chanting the holy names of the Lord. The first stage is when you chant and commit offenses at the same time. The second stage is when you chant and you try to minimize the offenses. And the third stage is when you chant without any offenses at all. So for those of you who are chanting, I thought I'll just mention quickly some of the offenses that we should be very cautious about. I'm not discussing all the 10 offenses, but just some of them which we should be specially careful about. Haridas Thakur, when he was talking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very concerned that we not only chant, but we chant purely. And Thakur Bhakti Vinod in his book, Harinam Chintamani, has summarized the important points that Haridas Thakur made to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, the third or the tenth offenses is to to disobey the instructions of the spiritual master or consider him an ordinary man. The desire of the spiritual master is to see everyone take to this platform of Krishna consciousness. And the spiritual master's instructions are primarily aimed to help us go back to Godhead. So one should take these instructions to heart. Thakur Bhaktivinoda has nicely stated that just like one cannot separate the body from the soul, one cannot separate his life from the instructions of the spiritual master. Therefore, one should have faith in the instructions, and once you have faith, then you adjust your life so that this faith can be honored. It is not that spiritual master has to have special wings. His only qualification is that he is absorbed in serving Krishna. And he is setting an example of purity. And by his purity, he is preaching the message of God. Otherwise, the spiritual master is just like a postman. Just like the postman brings a letter to you without opening it, similarly the spiritual master brings the message of Godhead without any adulteration. Then the next is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in persons of the Vedic version. One should not undermine the value of the Vedic scriptures. The Vedic scriptures were compiled by God and hence are not different from God's teachings. One should not think that the Vedic teachings were only for people in a particular class of the world or people of a particular society, etc. The Vedic teachings are for the entire humanity. And they contain eternal wisdom. So one must have full faith in the value of these Vedic teachings. So, and also the Puranas. The Puranas are known as supplementary Vedas. There are some transcendentalists who maintain that the Puranas were not compiled by Vyasadeva. But Puranas are the words of God. Are also the words of God. And therefore, the Puranas should be respected as the words of God. Then, one should not give some interpretation to the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. And one should not consider the glories of the holy name to be an exaggeration. The glories of the holy name are not an exaggeration. One should not think that besides chanting the holy name, some other means of self-realization is also needed. The holy name is so powerful enough to take us back to Godhead. So you don't need anything besides the holy name. And one should not give any interpretation to the chanting of the holy name. To the chanting of the holy name, we are praying to the Lord that we may please be engaged in devotional service. One of the most serious of offenses that we should avoid is, what Prabhupada said, the seventh offense, committing sins on the strength of chanting. One should not think that now I'm chanting, so many of my impure past sins are getting eradicated, so now I have a license for committing fresh sins. The devotee is anxious not to take any service from Krishna. And therefore, the devotee doesn't want to be a burden on the Lord, but rather is anxious to serve the Lord. And therefore, the devotee doesn't want to be a burden by committing sins on the strength of chanting. Therefore, when one is chanting, one should be very alert that he doesn't commit sins on the strength of chanting. So what this really means is as follows. Because of regular chanting, because of chanting the holy names, we are eliminating our past sinful activities. So the devotee thinks, so many of my past sins have been eradicated, now therefore I can commit some fresh sins. So this is a very dangerous mentality. Then the tenth offense is to maintain mental attachment in spite of chanting the holy name. So when we come to spiritual life, we recognize that material attachments are a liability. We are caught in the cycle of birth and death because of our material attachments. And because of our material attachments, there's no question of going back to Godhead. Therefore, a devotee is recognizing the material attachments are a liability, works to eliminate these attachments. The giving of these attachments is not easy. Krishna himself says, Devyesha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratya Mam Imame Prapadyante Maya Matam Trantite. This material energy of mine is very difficult to overcome.
Krishna,